I'm at the Conservative Party conference this week with Sky's political correspondent Tamara Cohen. Last week we were in Brighton for the Labour Party conference and did a similar thing. It feels quite different here in Manchester this week.
Well, we just had the most extraordinary speech from the Prime Minister. I mean, it's really overshadowed the whole conference, and the symbolism of it is the worst bit of it, because it was interrupted by a protester, essentially a comedian, came in doing a stunt. So,
shall we... I was about to talk about somebody I'd like to give a P45 to, and that's Jeremy Corbyn.
He handed the Prime Minister a P45, said it was from Boris Johnson. She actually took it in her stride and said, oh, I'd like to give a P45 to Jeremy Corbyn. That man was bundled out by security. She could have got it back on track, but then her voice started to fail.
So, why we will never... Oh, excuse me.
She really struggled for the rest of the speech, which was an hour long, and she could barely get her words out, had a couple of coughing fits. At one point, the room stood up to give her a standing ovation of sympathy, and the Chancellor came over to give her a cough sweet.
I hope you noticed that, ladies and gentlemen, the Chancellor giving something away free.
Just as we thought it couldn't possibly get any worse, then some letters from the slogan behind her started to fall onto the floor, the set literally disintegrating. Really unfortunate series of events for the Prime Minister, and absolutely, of course, not her fault. But the problem was, this is the moment. She had to galvanise the party, give them confidence, make them have faith in her leadership, and the metaphors just write themselves.
The members of her cabinet were all pretty good about it afterwards. They all seem to be on message still, despite chaos surrounding them.
Yes, Philip Hammond, the Chancellor, said to us afterwards that this was just unfortunate. She had a frog in her throat, but this was the right speech to make. So did Jeremy Hunt. Although other cabinet ministers went for the exit door quite quickly, which probably says a lot. I thought one moment that really summed it up was when the cabinet stood up to give the Prime Minister a standing ovation, and as if to say to her, it's OK, carry on. Amber Rudd actually had to tap Boris Johnson on the shoulder to show him that he needed to stand up and show his support, because this whole conference has had this running psychodrama about Boris Johnson, is he mounting a leadership bid against the Prime Minister? That seemed to go away yesterday when he gave a very supportive speech. But the problem with this stunt is it really got to the heart of the problem.
We did have a very arousing speech from Boris yesterday.
It is up to us now, in the traditional, non-threatening and genial, self-deprecating way of the British, to let that lion roar. Thank you very much.
But as you say, issues surrounding Boris have overshadowed much of the conference, including some comments he gave at a Fringe last night.
That's right. The conference wasn't very exciting. It was quite a dull conference. And in fact, Boris Johnson and his leadership ambitions really dominated the whole thing. We had scenes where Boris Johnson went jogging, surrounded by a pack of cameras, as he did his usual, what, me, in the middle of the news? I don't know what you can possibly be talking about. Absolutely. So Boris Johnson really overshadowed it. But then yesterday, his big speech, we were wondering, he's written a newspaper article just before her Florence speech, which was seen as undermining her. He wrote another one before the conference. We're waiting for him to address the crowd. And actually, it was very loyal, very supportive. So did his desire to mount a leadership bid suddenly evaporate overnight? Did he feel that he didn't have the support? It all seemed to have calmed down. But with the Prime Minister being handed a P45 by someone saying, this is from Boris Johnson, it just really was quite an edgy stunt to do.
So we had a prankster during the Prime Minister's speech, and there have been protests surrounding the Tory conference, which isn't unusual, I suppose, but it always happens, especially in Manchester.
Yes, we've been in Manchester for Conservative conferences before, and they do always attract lots of protesters outside, shouting not just at politicians, but of course all the people who work at this conference centre and people who representing organisations and charities, and I think people do find it quite difficult to deal with. But one interesting thing that happened at this conference was Jacob Rees-Mogg, who you may know has been touted as a future leader himself, despite being rather unlikely. His supporters have started a group called Mogmentum. He actually was doing an event at the town hall in Manchester, which was surrounded by protesters, and completely undeterred, he went outside and started talking to them.
I think it's very hypocritical that you profit from a drug for abortions.
That story is not true. Because in Indonesia, abortions are illegal, so the drug company can't provide a drug for abortions in Indonesia.
It's still used for that, though.
Not in Indonesia, where the company produces it.
And one protester said to him, I think you're a despicable person. I don't like your opposition to abortion and to gay marriage and your support for conservative welfare policies. And Jacob Rees-Mogg didn't look threatened at all, and he had a debate. He said, you've got to debate with me about these things. If you disagree with me, you shouldn't be shouting abuse, you should be debating. I'm going to be honest with you, I don't think that man was very convinced by any of Jacob Rees-Mogg's arguments, but I think that that authenticity and that being himself, just going and talking to people, will probably endear him to some of his loyal following.
Tamara, another big character at the Tory party conference has been Ruth Davidson.
It's time that we in this party made it clear that we're not leavers or remainers anymore. We're just Brits. We were people who now must unite behind our leader to get the best deal for us and the right deal for Europe as well.
Yes, as the Tories search for someone who can take them into the future, someone who can speak to those young people who they're very worried deserted them at the general election. And by young, we're talking about people under 40. Many are looking to Ruth Davidson, the leader of the Scottish Conservatives, a proven campaigner who took her party from 1 to 13 seats at the general election, and someone who has that hope and has that hope and optimism which the party seemed to be crying out for. She gave a very much anticipated speech in which she told her party very memorably to man up.
And conference will be conference without a bit of fun in the evening. And last night, karaoke was the order of the day.
Yes, at the end of party conference season, even MPs and ministers need to kick back. And the way they do that is with some karaoke. Not just Tories, Labour, Lib Dems, politicians seem to love a karaoke, and they were led, of course, by journalists, and in a rendition of an Oasis classic, but the words that they sang were, "So Boris can wait, he knows he's too late." And a lot of the party were quite enthusiastic in their singing of this. So perhaps the Boris Johnson bubble has burst at this conference, if you look at the reaction he was getting last night. But certainly, I think some will feel that the Prime Minister's performance today will only have hastened those discussions about when her leadership will come to an end.